Greetings and blessings to you during this solstice season. The first thing I would like to tell you is that you're going to notice there's a second audio. And this second audio is filled with information about a few new cycles that began in November. So in November, I was in Costa Rica teaching at a retreat, and I spoke about these new cycles that have begun in November, but will be active for some almost 2 years, and one just for a year. So Jupiter has moved into Sagittarius. The nodes have shifted from Aquarius and Leo into Capricorn and Cancer. And we have a new Venus cycle that began in November as well. So if you're interested in these topics, I would suggest that you take some time to listen to the second audio. Be aware that I am speaking to a group of women who are at a sexual healing and awakening conference. But what I'm sharing with them is basically about these cycles. And when I was speaking, Mercury was retrograde. So I just added a little bit about that. That is no longer present. So you can just listen to that and know that's not present at this time. So I'd like to just let you know that these cycles that I speak of in the next audio are really present in the winter solstice chart. And so it really does go with the solstice energies, because Jupiter and Mercury are exact at 9 degrees Sagittarius on December 21st at the time of solstice, and they will be visible in the morning sky. So if you wake up about an hour before sunrise, you'll see them just on the horizon sign. So it's beautiful for them to be together. So this energy of Jupiter in Sagittarius is really alive at solstice, which really activates our inspiration, feelings of faith and trust, being expanded even in the midst of all the chaos that we find ourselves in. There's this bright light that we have inspiring us throughout the year of the possibility for us to expand our sense of purpose, our sense of meaning, truth and consciousness. And truth being something that is really revealed, the truth, the deeper truths that we really want to see, but also sometimes the truths in our lives that we miss that need to be shown to us in a really bright way. So that's really active at the solstice time. And Venus is still in Scorpio for solstice. So she's really still expressing some of the very deep underworld and secrets that are still being revealed to us through the feminine and expressed really profoundly. And that's all I really want to say about that. You can listen to the second audio. What I really want to talk about is how important it is to be ceremonial with the solstice energies. It's such a powerful time where the portals and the doorways to the invisible swing wide open. And it tends to be a time of year that is so busy for us. And it really, we really need to make space to honor the mystery of this time. And it is such an important time for intention setting, because there's so much magic afoot. This particular solstice, we are blessed with a full moon. Just hours after the exact solstice point, we have a beautiful, bright full moon in Cancer that will hopefully, if we have clear skies, just light up the skies, which is so ironic given that in the Northern Hemisphere, this would be the darkest night of the year, and yet it will be bright with the light of the moon. I find that very powerful. It is a Cancer full moon. Cancer, I speak a lot about Cancer in the next audio, because the North Node is in Cancer for the next year, 18 months or so. But Cancer is all about Big Mama calling on that protective, loving, fierce, feminine energy that is full of love for all life, that returns us, that calls us to return to the sanctuary within our own hearts, where we feel safe, at home, where we can retreat, and where we can show up in our heart, and where we can show up. The full moon is really asking us to work with the solstice energies of calling in. How can we be responsible and loving for all of life? And how can we come together in community to create safe space for us to express our wildness as well as our vulnerability, safe space to express our strength and our fierceness as well as our fears. And that's a little bit about what I want to say about Cancer. The next audio speaks much more to that. With solstice is the beginning of a new season. And so it's a time to be asking ourselves, what do we want the next season of our life to include? What qualities do you most want to manifest in your life? And what qualities do you want to assist other people in manifesting in their lives? So solstice means sun stands still. And so for 3 days, if you watch the sun on the horizon line, when it was rising, it would be rising at the same place. Solstice, the sun rises and sets at the furthest south degree. It is a deep space. It is not moving. It is a deep time for introspection and for inner reflection during these very busy times. I would highly suggest that maybe you set your phone a few times a day to remind you for a few moments to align yourself to the beauty of the light that is pouring in at solstice time. Every 26,000 years, the solstice sun lines up with galactic center. Galactic center is located at 28 degrees Sagittarius to about 2 to 4 degrees Capricorn. And so the sun being at zero Capricorn, it is right in the center of our galaxy. Galactic center is a river of stars and planets that cross the Milky Way. It is the birthplace of soul, of spirits, of that liberating spark. And so the sun is sitting still at this point, which is a point of soul, igniting our souls to speak to us and igniting our souls to download light and love from the cosmic mother, from the heart of our galaxy. So it is time to invite this in. What would you like to invite in to be bathed with the light of soul? How would you like to birth Big Mama in your life this year? So let's just take a few moments to get grounded, connect to the earth. The sun is at 0 degrees Capricorn. So it is an earth sign. So let's just take a few moments to send the roots from right from the base of our spine. Imagine a root system connecting you to the center of the earth and connecting us to that beautiful spirit that is Gaia. Her color is green, like a green emerald. So I'd like you to just send a hello into her, into the center of the earth. Like you're patting her. You're patting her belly right from your heart, right down those roots into her core. And allow yourself to receive her love right back, coming up those roots into the base of your spine and throughout your whole body. Allow her to send her hello, which is she sending you, bringing you a green, emerald, bright, sparkly light. Allow this light to fill your whole body so that you are filling yourself with the center of the earth, spirit of the earth. This green crystalline energy is restorative. enlivening, healing. Allow yourself to become an embodiment of this. And let this light spill out around you so that you are embraced in a green cocoon of emerald bright crystal light. And send this, radiate this green light out all around you. Think of those who need healing. Right now, Chiron is conjunct Mars. So our action energy is very filled with healing right now. So send this healing light wherever it is needed, within your own being or anywhere in the world. Let it radiate forth and just call to mind any place or person or aspect of self that is needing healing. The best way for this to happen is for you to just feel this light and radiate. I would encourage you to take time, several times a day, to do this over the next few weeks, as well as connecting with the light of the sun. So let's do that now. Take a moment to breathe that solar light in through the top of your head and into your heart on the in-breath. And on the exhale, allow that light, that diamond bright light, with all those beautiful frequencies coming from the heart of the galaxy, coming from Mama Cosmos, into your heart. She is lighting you up with a new vision, with the seeds that need to be planted within you to create the next structure for your life, the next season of your life. And not just the next season of your life, but the next season of this entire Earth experience. Because as you know, if you've ever heard me speak, the sun is at galactic center every 26,000 years. And so we are birthing the next season in the consciousness of humanity. And the best way to do that is to allow ourselves to be filled and fueled by this light. So once again, breathing in the light of the sun into your heart, letting it melt all of the old structures, all of the old ways of knowing and being that no longer serve you. Let those melt and dissolve. And then exhale that beautiful golden sparkly light through your whole body, allowing it to expand around you, allowing yourself to be filled with this love and to radiate. Let yourself receive a message. What wants to be created through you in this next season? And what needs to be dissolved, healed, cleansed, and released? Allow yourself to be supported by unseen, loving, spiritual allies, helpers, and healers. For today, it is the heart of the earth and the light that is emanating from the heart of our galaxy, filled with unconditional love, filled with love that is much bigger than you can ever imagine, but that you can perceive. So take some time at solstice to perceive and anchor in this love and to let yourself radiate, to be a radiating force of this light. So little bit of information. At solstice, the sun moves into 0 degrees Capricorn, and the sun will be conjunct Saturn. Capricorn is all about honoring the wise elders, learning to become a wise elder, learning to take responsibility for our actions, to set up new structures that honor all life, and to be willing to look at those aspects of ourselves that need to change, to take responsibility and do the work to create those changes so that we can be aligned with birthing new structures that support all life, with healthy community, healthy family structures. Today on solstice, Uranus is squaring the nodes of the moon, and Pluto is very close to the south node, which really is about bringing in radical, revolutionary. This energy of the solstice this year, it is birthing radical, revolutionary ingenuity and change and disruption to the old structures, which are dying. We see this all around us. We've been seeing it for, you know, a long time. Got really strong starting in 28, and that river of, you know, the unwinding of the old structures and the revealing of how the corruption and the wounding that has been rooted in the structures of our culture and even in the structures of our own consciousness are being made more and more visible, and a giant wrecking ball is just going through. And this will continue over the next several years. It will get stronger, it will get more visible. But just as Jupiter, what Jupiter in Sagittarius is showing us is that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We can see that we are also creating the new structures that will take time to put into place. And then even once they're in place, they will take time to roll up their sleeves to really root out so much of this corruption that is in our external structures, in our internal psychic structures. We all come from families that have for hundreds or thousands of years suffer from the wounding that came from colonization of our minds, which really is about the part of our brain that is connected to all life and is connected to nature and the seasons and participating with our invisible helpers and being able to honor and acknowledge the wisdom of nature and how we are in a reciprocal relationship. That part of our brain has been wounded. It's just not functioning that well in most of us. And so this is a time where so many wisdom traditions are been brought into our culture over the past several decades for us to heal and restore our brains and our hearts, our heart mind, so that we are coming into unity and coming into connection. And an exercise that you can do besides what I've already shared with you would be to sit with a tree and let yourself feel that energy of the tree and ask the tree, how can you be in service? How can you be in reciprocal relationship? And allow that tree to fill you with the wisdom and the information and the energy that it wishes to share with you. How can you be in cooperation with all life? And you can even ask for guidance and support around your own life. You will be surprised that if you start communicating with plants and animals and the earth and invisible helpers, how willing they are to communicate back. They're just really desiring to do that. And solstice time is such a good time because the doors are wide open. At the exact moment of solstice, Neptune is conjunct the midheaven, which is again another energy of the doors of expanded states of perception are wide opened. Utilize them. Quiet yourself and let that still small voice speak to you. I don't really want to talk that much more about but about all of this, except to say I hope that you can take some time to be with the magic of the season and to use and work with your intention, because there's so much potential astrologically at this time of year. But the intention that you bring to that potentiality, the intention and then your follow through with action is really is required of you. We have to cooperate and participate with these cycles, or we miss the potency and the magic. So set your intentions. Really ask yourself, what do I want to give birth to in this next season of my life? What needs healing within me, and how can I use the massive amount of light that's flowing in now to assist me in my own healing process, to assist me in becoming a more responsible global citizen and citizen in my community, a better friend. Capricorn is all about really accepting responsibility, accepting our mastery, stepping into a role of mastery and commitment, and being the medicine for these times. And the Cancer full moon is about really embodying the fullness of love and self-care and nurturance in our life. And Jupiter in Sagittarius being really active is about receiving a new vision and communicating it and being willing to learn and grow and expand the possibility for truth, meaning, and enlightenment in our life, and communicating that vision in a clear way. So thank you for taking the time to listen to this. And much more information is shared in the second video. Thank you, and have a wonderful solstice.